Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 64, talking about a little bit about the idea of a miracle. The Mishnah had stated the first group entered and they closed the gate of the courtyard. It was stated, Abai said, the Mishnah teaches the gates were closed. That is, once the full complement of people were there, the gates would miraculously close of their own accord. But Rava said that the Mishnah teaches they closed the gates. What's the difference? The difference between them is whether to rely on a miracle. Abaye said that our Mishnah teaches the gates were closed. As many as go in, let them go in. We rely on a miracle that the gates will close on their own. That is, as long as the gates do not close on their own, we let as many people go in as want to, and we need not be concerned that everyone will go in the first time, leaving us without the three required groups, Rashi points out in the notes. Rava said our Mishnah teaches they close the gates, for we do not rely on a miracle. Fascinating concept. Ein Samachin Al Anes is a concept in Judaism that we talk about. It's how Avraham jumped and was put into the fire. He didn't know if he would be served. We talked about this the other week on one of the shows. And Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah was thrown into the fire. They didn't know if they'd be saved. Daniel was thrown in. He didn't know he'd be saved into the lion's den. We don't rely on miracles. Ein Samachin Al Anes. We do our ishtalus. We do what we can. We do our ability to try to do our part and do what we can to do our actions. Hopefully Hashem will help us. Hopefully Hashem will take care of us, but we need to put in our effort. Ein Samchin Al Hanes. A person can't sit in his backyard all day and say, I'm not going to work. Hashem is going to send me the money. Hashem is going to send me the food. You have to put in your shtalos. You have to have a job. You have to put in the work. And Hashem will get it to you. Hopefully Hashem will get it back to you. It's like that story where there was a crazy rain and a person was the last one in the town. And he said, Hashem is going to save me. Hashem sent him a boat when the water was getting there. And he said, no, I'm not going to take it. Hashem is going to save me. Water got even higher. Hashem sent him like a plane, like a helicopter. And he said, no, I'm not going to take it. Hashem is going to save me. And then the water was up to his neck at the top, at the top, at the top of the world. He sent him a helicopter or some other hovercraft. And he said, no, I'm not going to take it. Hashem is going to save me. He dies and then he goes up to heaven. And he says, Hashem, why didn't you save me? And Hashem said, fool, what do you think happened? I sent you the helicopter. I sent you the boat. I sent you the plane. Why didn't you take it? We have to realize we have to put in our effort. We have to do our shtalas. Ein somchen al hanis. Can't rely on a miracle. We have to put in our natural tever, our natural inclination, our natural ability. And hopefully Hashem will take us along for the ride. And Hashem will take us because you can't rely on the miracle. As the Gemara talks about the discussion, relying or not. But in general, we would say probably, ain't some colonies, we don't rely on a miracle. Put in your effort, do what you can in your life, and hopefully Hashem will take you along the way. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 65 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.